the darkness. A little angel watches as her family mourns her, wondering why they can't see that she's finally happy and free. In the darkness, a soldier watches as his people are bombed and burnt to death. He wishes that this would all be in his dreams, but he wakes up and realizes the reality of the children's screams. I come back to the present and look at myself seeing those photos and images. The more photos I saw, the more videos I watched, the more desensitized I got. Now I see myself living my life as comfortably as possible, complaining about my privileged problems that any child in Palestine would die for. Watching myself, I decide to try to wake up. I decide to push against those walls, but every time I decided to run, I found myself trapped between those very walls that I had created, now turned into a fortress that was not allowing me to break through. Every time, a different story, a different excuse. Every single time, a different reason to say no. A different way to tell my heart that this is not the way to go. Every time, trying to convince myself to just stop, ignore, and continue. Stop, ignore, and continue as my selfish self would not get up and do something. Stop, ignore, and continue as my materialistic and cowardly self moved away from those situations that would bring me back to my senses, and I realized that I have created these walls. I have created this fortress that surrounds me to fall prey to those who wish to control me. So while I sit in my depressed state, I have an important decision to make. Already I know what to do. My mind has started to demolish those walls that surround me. Already I am closer to attaining mental freedom and clarity, because as I distanced myself from fake information, propaganda machines, and the words of sociopathic tyrants, I see the side of hell and heaven before my eyes. I see Hussein and Yazid before my eyes. I see little Ali Asghars, Sakinas, and Qasims. I see Abbas, Zainab, and Muslim, and I see myself stuck in between the middle, where my guilt encapsulates my soul to the point that my heart screams Hussein, and my heart screams Haq, and my body yearns to be there to give myself a sacrifice. But if I can't be there and I can't physically fight back, then I will use my words as my weapon, my pen as my sword, and my paper as my shield, because I will do what I can in my power to ensure that on that day, I will be able to say that yes, I did something. Yes, I educated myself. Yes, I studied. Yes, I developed myself spiritually to the point that if I was present in that situation, I would, without hesitation, fulfill my duty. That yes, I attended those protests. I signed those petitions. That yes, I did everything I could. So with my pen as my sword, I will write and continue to write. I will speak and continue to speak. I will resist and continue to resist, because resistance is justified when people are occupied. For every step I take is a chance to better myself, a chance to better my heart, that I am now at a stage where when asked, I will be able to say that yes, I played my part, I recognized the Karbala of my time, and I gave a response to Helmand Nasser and Yansur Na, that at that moment, with nothing else to gain, I will be able to say that yes, I was part of those people, I did remain, and I responded to that call with Labbaika Ya Hussein.